This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, talking about sweating, and I mean, we've got to talk about how hot the summer is going to be, because that is something everybody can look forward to, because it's free, and even Cyril Ramaphosa and the ANC can't ruin summer. They can ruin a lot of things, but they cannot spoil our summer. So coming up is summer, and you've got to think about the effects of the sun. Because a lot of people, you don't consider these things. You buy furniture you really love. You buy carpets you really love. You put in a nice floor, and your windows open, and you don't have any kind of covering on the window. So if you don't have a blind or a shutter or some kind of curtain, it will fade and ruin all these things that you spent your hard-earned cash on. And we've got to look at the sun. So in our turning a blind eye situation, we're not turning a blind eye this morning with Taylor Blinds and Shutters, to the effects of sunlight. Now, remember Al Gore, the most boring vice president since Dan Quayle?
Yes, the inconvenient producer of a movie who made an inconvenient truth.
Well, he did bring up good points, though.
Yes, he did.
He was helping Leonardo DiCaprio get supermodels.
That's true. And you know what? Leonardo DiCaprio is actually, despite all of his protestations to the contrary, he's a big fan of global warming. It gives him more time to spend on his yacht with all those hot women.
Well, so, he also released a good documentary, called The 11th Hour.
Inconvenient Truth was Al Gore. The 11th Hour was Leonardo. But they're both talking about the same thing. Mm. They're talking about climate change, and they're talking about the effects of the sun. And of course, among other things, global warming, the fact that we're putting so much pollution into the atmosphere, man-made climate change. And of course, we know that for ourselves, the sun is not the best thing if you're in it for too long and you don't take adequate protection. A lot of people think, it's good to have a tan, it's good to be healthy. I mean, I spend some time in the sun. Yeah, sure. But there's a limit, and you can get skin cancer if you sit in the sun for too long. And it also can prematurely age you and make you look a lot older when you're already advancing in years.
Yeah, Donatella Versace.
Do you remember her? She looked like a crocodile skin handbag.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen when she passes away. She'll just donate her skin to her empire.
Yeah, they'll make a special edition Donatella pair of shoes where you could wear Donatella's actual
cheeks.
She's
so tiny. Yeah, you could probably make a keyring holder or something. Yeah.
But let's not be unkind.
Sure.
You've got to look after yourself, because the sun can damage your skin. It can do massive damage to your eyes, too. That's why people, we didn't invent sunglasses just to look cool. They actually have a purpose. They have a function. You can get heat exhaustion resulting in dehydration. And I know you're not thinking about this now because it's not summer yet, but it's coming. And remember that light is still potent even in the winter. Heat stroke is obviously something people get. It can reduce the effects of good sleep. And it's not all bad. It can enhance your mood by increasing the serotonin in your brain. It can relieve stress and provide vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D is actually one of the hardest things to get into your body.
Really?
Have
you been trying for a long time?
Yeah, I have to take a tablet a week. It's like a prescribed
vitamin D
thing, yeah.
Well, you know they say that a lot of the Scandinavians who may live in a country where everything seems to work, and where they get taxed up the yin-yang. But the Scandinavians, they say, are very depressed people. Do you know why?
No vitamin D.
Lack of sunlight.
Yeah.
So you've got to have a little bit of it.
So every Tuesday, we don't turn a blind eye to a few issues that affect all of us. And make sure you download the podcast on cliffcentral.com now. Get these Taylor Blinds and Shutters for your home, because, and even your office. Talk to someone at your office if you've got... maybe you're sitting at a desk where you look straight into the sun or something. It's not good for you. And you do need natural light, but you need to be able to control the amount of natural light. We've got blinds on our windows here. And in the morning, it is way too bright. You can't see a damn thing on your laptop screen, let alone the face of the person sitting opposite you, if we leave this window with the blind open.
But also, Gareth, last week on our Taylor Blinds feature, we spoke about sleep. Now, because there's more sun in summer, your daylight hours are greater. So at 6 o'clock, suddenly you got so much sun. It's going to mess your sleep up. And that's not a good thing at all.
Well, try being in Spain last week. I'm not complaining, but the sun only goes down at 10 o'clock.
Exactly. So before you need...
Yeah.
One place I don't have blinds is in my kitchen, and I look straight into the cottage.
Yeah.
And I don't have a tenant there at the moment, but when I do, it's an embarrassing and scary situation all at once.
For them or for you?
Probably more for them, especially when I'm doing the 100-meter dash trying to find something to wear and it's hanging up in the other room.
But the 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's like cats being thrown around.
clothes and cats and bras, enormous bras, massive pendulous D-cup bras.
Yes.
That's great. Pendulous.
Yeah, they are. So that's why we need good window dressing, and you can always get the best kinds from Taylor Blinds and Shutters. I saw on the ship that I was on last week, they had this room called the Connoisseur Club, where they had like cigar smoking.
Ooh.
And you know, cognac, and like really, really smart room. These beautiful shutters, like those old plantation shutters. Mm-hmm. You know the kind that I'm talking about, those dark wooden shutters where you pull up.
Yes.
You put a little stick, and then the whole thing opens up.
Yeah.
And you can see what's going on. Or you can make the room dark and moody. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. So you can get that kind of effect for your house too. Take control of the sunlight that you let into your room. You can dim, filter, or completely block out the light with Taylor Blinds' stylish collections. And you can find out more by going to cliffcentral.com. We try to keep you on top of things, you know, let you know what's going on.
This is CliffCentral.com.